With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Intel Corporation is shedding thousands of workers and cutting expenses as its new CEO works to revive the struggling chip maker's fortunes. We'll get more on that story from correspondent Bob Agnew.
In a memo to employees, CEO Lip-Bu Tan said Intel plans to end the year with 75,000, quote, core workers. That's down from 99,500 employees at the end of last year through layoffs and attrition. The company previously announced a 15% workforce reduction. Intel helped to launch Silicon Valley, but has recently fallen behind rivals like NVIDIA Corporation. Bob Agner reports.
The National Weather Service issuing heat advisories for the southeastern United States. The advisories cover areas from central Florida to Virginia through the weekend. Temperatures are expected to reach the upper 90s with heat indexes between 105 and 110. Extreme heat warnings are in effect for eastern North Carolina, parts of South Carolina too. Forecasters warn of dangerously hot conditions. The Kennedy Center's famed Opera House could be renamed to honor Melania Trump if House Republicans get the vote.
House Republicans on the Appropriations Committee approved an amendment to the Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies' annual spending bill that would rename the Opera House and the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts the First Lady Melania Trump Opera House. The panel voted 33-25 Tuesday to approve the amendment. The push to pay homage to the First Lady came months after President Trump overhauled the Kennedy Center's board and named himself as its chair after accusing the performing arts institution of being too woke. The Opera House is the second largest theater at the Kennedy Center and often hosts its headline performances. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Hackers have accessed the personal data of more than 1.4 million customers of Alliance Life Insurance Company in North America, the company confirming the breach yesterday. This is SRN News. Muslim terrorists are stepping up their attacks on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern says the main problem is a group called the Alliance Democratic Forces, which has been killing and terrorizing believers for years. The ADF is actually based in neighboring Uganda, but lately it has invaded the DRC and is seeking to destabilize it. ICC reports that, quote, survivors say the recent attacks are not random acts of violence, but part of a broader strategy to suppress Christian communities, undermining their right to worship and live in peace. In an unexpected step, a Pakistani court has ordered an investigation into the abuse of the country's draconian blasphemy laws. The Islamabad High Court has told the government to form a special commission to probe allegations that the laws are often used to settle petty scores and specifically to persecute Christians. Additionally, police say there are groups that manufacture blasphemy charges against individuals, then try to extort money in return for getting them dismissed. This is SRN News. An engineer in Vermont revives payphones for free calls in areas with poor cell service.
That's an old payphone in Vermont given a new life by electrical engineer Patrick Schlott.
Partially inspired by other projects that were doing exactly the same thing, doing, you know, putting payphones out in public spaces and making them free.
Tunbridge resident Hannah McLean had to introduce her teens to the concept.
I said, do you know what this is?
One of the three free phones Schlott installed so far is even a rotary phone.
They thought it was quite interesting and quite a novelty.
Schlott buys the payphones, fixes them up. So far, he's installed three. I'm Julie Walker.
Vandals, for some reason, have set fire to a mouse statue that's a TV star and a mascot for children's programming at a German broadcaster, WDR. The cartoon mouse, known as The Mouse, is the star of The Mouse Show. This is SRN News.